one at four. Now,
it might be that as we plow into this one, I think it's highly, highly important, as I know you do, that it, that what is said now is be said in a way that cleans it, but does not complicate it still more.
I stonewalled it last night with some press that were talking to me. When they said, well, now, does that mean you all have got an exchange agreement and it's something the other day that you all entered into and that you didn't talk about when you came out? And I said, no, not one thing. We have asked Mr. Nixon, on our own, President, Secretary of State, to send a liaison man. That was the language we used to get the man that was closest to him in foreign policy, preferably the man to be his Secretary of State, if not who the next man he could. He talked about getting an ambassador, but because he didn't want to take him away from his post, he selected Mr. Murphy. He called me and said, quote, I'm sending Mr. Murphy as my observer. Now, we have that agreement, and we will be reviewing with Mr. Murphy every day things that come in and out, and we'll keep in close contact, and if there's any disagreement or anything, we wouldn't anticipate it, because Mr. Murphy serves on the board of the President's Advisory Board, and we meet with him all the time, from time to time. We think there'll be a very good inflow of information to him for the President, and be very pleasant. They didn't shove me anymore. They did shove Christian and my press secretary even into the night, my deputy, Tom Johnson, by saying, we can understand why Nixon said what he did last Monday, because he'd had an agreement with Johnson that Johnson wouldn't do anything without A, consulting him, and B, without his agreement. Well, that we can't live with, because we didn't have that agreement. We talked to Rusk and Clifford and Roscoe and all of them, and we just didn't do it. We just asked him to send an observer. Clifford asked him to do the same thing for defense, the quicker the better, so he could become familiar with it. Now, that's the extent of our agreement. Now, what we would hope to do with Murphy and whoever he sends to defense would be to keep them familiar and let them follow as much as they could the day-to-day operation, so that he would be in maximum strength when he takes the responsibility at noon, January the 20th.
Right.
Now, in the meantime, if somebody said, well, Nixon has indicated that I better wait for me, why then it held up an agreement, I would call him, as I did the other day, and say, you get Murphy or Dirksen or somebody, go tell these people they're misjudging him.
Well, now, I'll talk to him, and then I guess the next course is to talk to Christian.
That's right, and I'll have him standing by and have Roscoe stand by, and you put anybody you want on, or I'll be glad to talk to President-elect or anything. I don't want to get in an argument or fight or difference, or I want to be helpful, and I don't want to change anything that he said either Monday or yesterday, but they're not at all consistent.
Very good.
Okay.
Good.